Good morning, dear Orvillians, and happy golden day to you all. Today is Monday, 29th of February, and here in Orville is mostly cloudy on 24 degrees Celsius, and we can expect nice weather with intervals of clouds and sunshine, and partly cloudy and warm over the night. Temperatures from low 25 to high 32 with heat index on 37, easterly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Humidity is on 75%, moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 64%. This morning invited Jasmine and Aravind to share with us some updates on fundraising campaign Acres for Orville and Green Acres with the note on auction Earth for Orville land. Jasmine, good morning. Aravind, good morning and welcome to our studio.
Good morning, Miriam, and good happy morning. Golden day.
Happy golden day to you too. We continue the story with Acres for Orville, right?
It is not only Acres for Orville, it is Acres for Orville, Green Acres, mm-hmm. and in fact, whatever name you want to put, but it is fundraising for the much-needed lands of Orville that are not
secure
yet complete.
Our land, yeah. And we continue the story of the last time of the landing over Orville of 7th of February, and tomorrow it's auction is going on, right?
Yes. On the 7th of February, there was a spontaneous kind of last-minute call to artists to contribute, and we were amazed the number of pieces, the beauty of pieces, mm-hmm. and also the feeling with which the pieces were received with generosity. Anyway, the function was very compact, and there was no possibility to pack in an auction with so many beautiful pieces with so few people that could have been real art lovers and buyers.
And so little time to view them beforehand.
And so little time. So it was just too short. Anyway, we did, and to be very frank, on the same evening, although there was no auction, we said to people, look, if anybody wants, please make your offers. And the same evening, we had offers totaling up to more than 1 lakh rupees.
Wow.
For about 7 pieces. And already 2 people were there interest in the same piece going back and forth. So in a way the motion set up there, but it was decided that with so many pieces, so beautiful pieces, such a wealth of art there, we should open wide, make an online gallery, so to speak, an online bidding that goes on for collecting funds for lands.
And the rules are just simple. The highest bidders take it, yeah?
It is that, as in any action. On the other hand, I must share with you that one of the Orville artists, while giving paintings to us, she said, I would also like beautiful paintings in Orville homes. So she was also, in a way, favoring that even if it is not the highest bidder, that the beauty spreads in Orville. So ultimately, you know, it's not all about money. Mm-hmm. And that was also the main focus of this, our 7th February meeting, was it was not all about money. It's about
coming together, right?
Coming together. It's raising consciousness about the land, that land owns us. We don't own the land and things like that.
We are just caretakers.
Yes.
Actually, it's not the first. I remember about a decade ago, the Orville website had a page where artists had given works and they were photographed there. And what I remember, although somewhat vaguely now, is that they were not auctioned. They did not even have a fixed price. It was donate money for the land and then choose your work. And that was such a beautiful principle. So now it is decided for auction because there is an element of course, fundraising as much as we can, but at the same time we're very careful to emphasize this is not a commercial action. Also the website will really point out it's not a commercial auction website. Mm-hmm. It is about generosity. It is about giving, sponsoring the land. Mm-hmm. And the art, the generosity of the artists will be somehow matched by the generosity of the people who are interested in the art and who will eventually own the art.
How many pieces are there in now?
Over 80 pieces so far.
Of 30 artists.
And even yesterday we received a big, big piece, a 3-piece triptych from Priya. It has just come in. It has to be still unpacked and mounted. So tomorrow's event is again because we felt that, okay, online thing will go on. Mm-hmm. We will give time for each piece at least a month or longer to receive offers. However, there is something also very precious and dynamic in people being together physically, which is what we experience now in this season in Auroville. And so it was said, okay, before we really, you know, all the majority of the guests are leaving out, let's put some pieces out. Let's put a little bit of dynamism into this movement. So tomorrow at 4:30, we are doing part auction, mm-hmm. based basically on the pieces that have already biddings on.
How many pieces are in Unity Pavilion now on display, right?
Actually, almost all the pieces are there.
Yeah?
Practically all the pieces are there. And Unity Pavilion has been generous enough mm-hmm. to put all their walls, make them all available. Yeah. So some of the pieces have been there hanging for a while. Others have just come in. Mm-hmm. So there will be an exhibition on the walls. And whatever does not fit on the walls, and especially whatever is not framed, are just paper or canvas, will be displayed on tables. Uh-huh. And we are really amazed how much even now artworks are being brought in. Just the other day, to make one example, Korean, Paris-based Korean artist who is very well known, and also her name is Bang Hae-ja. Mm-hmm. She is somebody who has been reading Sri Aurobindo for at least 4 decades, somehow got in touch with Auroville and came to spend a few days and got to know of this initiative, and she donated a beautiful artwork. It's a limited edition and signed print. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Porte de Lumière. Mm-hmm. And she has also been dubbed as Painter of Light. Mm-hmm. Those who are interested, YouTube has some beautiful videos where one can see her works. It's really amazing.
So also her works are on display and donated for Towards the Land, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Although these works, we could see them today in the afternoon, right? And tomorrow?
Today, between 2 and 4:30.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning from 9 to 12, I believe. Jasmine. And again, from 3 o'clock onwards, we are open. People can come in, stay on. Mm-hmm. In fact, we do recommend that anybody who hasn't had a view yet, that they don't come at 4:30, that they come earlier so that they have an idea of what is there. And then 4:30, promptly we want to start getting the offers and starting to choose which paintings are going to whom and etc. Because we have a limited time, Unity Pavilion has another function at 6 o'clock.
In fact, one thing is very important, and that is for anybody who cannot make it tomorrow afternoon for the auction, but who is interested in one of the works or more, they are most welcome to come and give their offers anytime, either in person, leave it at Unity Pavilion,
or morning,
today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Anytime up to the auction, we can receive offers. There is also a phone number. We can repeat it now, or you can look it up on the website, whatever is better.
Yeah.
Also, there is something else which is done in many auctions, which I do not know how much it's common here. Sometimes someone is not able to go, mm-hmm. has a price in his mind that up to which he wants to bid. So he can communicate that price to us, mm-hmm. and one of us can bid on their behalf up to that price.
Okay, if so the person is maybe disabled or something and from the house,
Or they are out of station.
Engaged with the work or something,
Yeah, for whatever reason they are unable to come today but interested in a piece.
Tomorrow.
They say, this is the piece we are interested in, mm-hmm. and this is our highest price we want to go up to, mm-hmm. and we will bid on their behalf.
Apart from that, it's also the talk, which is after the auction at 6 o'clock, is connected with that, yeah? So what that would be?
It is indirectly connected in mm-hmm. the sense that it's also about a painter who made this beautiful and famous portrait of Sri Aurobindo. Mm-hmm. That is actually as much as we know. We know mm-hmm. it's a very well-known speaker, long time connected to Sri Aurobindo.
Yeah.
Yes. And
she will have a presentation about that, yeah?
Right. Yeah. So the same people who come to the auction may also stay on for the next presentation.
So whole afternoon, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, you know, on landing Auroville, it was nice event. It was really friendly and so forth. Not so many people. I expected more, to be honest. But what was the consequence? How it was reflected? You have any idea?
From many people, we heard deep appreciation. I think...
I mean, towards the land, you know,
yes.
From practical, how much...
Mm-hmm. From the art side, we know there is a lot of enthusiasm, mm-hmm. and people are there. What was come out there is also very strongly the fact that it's not only the big money that can help.
But
even small amounts,
accounts, yeah.
small amounts, repeated donations, that it becomes all part of our daily life, that we all need to be aware of that, we all need to be connected to that. Mm-hmm. And in whatever measure we can take part, it's good. Rather than say, oh no, I don't have 10 lakhs, so I can't do anything. Even with 10 rupees, it's worth it.
Actually, quite a number of people did sign up for monthly regular donations, mm-hmm. and that helps a lot because it's a steady flow of energy, even if it's not a lot. And for us, that 7th of February event was basically just to celebrate as a community and to remind ourselves that, yes, together we can do it.
Sure.
It will need more reminders and we need to constantly just build up on it. And yesterday morning when we saw the amphitheater full of people coming to celebrate Orville's birthday, we were telling ourselves, if all of us could just help a tiny bit, all of this goodwill could be directed towards securing Orville's physical body. Mm. Wouldn't it be beautiful? And it has to be done.
Cool. See you tomorrow at the auction and on the talk afterward.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
have
you for.
Thank you.
Or is there anything more you want to add?
I think welcome to all, and let's celebrate advent of the new world. Today is 29. It's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. I think Orville's existence is very much linked to this mm-hmm. yeah. new world.
And I think it's just important to keep the communication channels open. We just keep
sure.
sharing with the community and receiving from them.
Thank you. So as we said, tomorrow, the auction starts at 4:30 p.m., but you're invited to come beforehand to see the art pieces. And between 6 to 8 p.m., presentation by Anusuya Kumar about Close Encounters, Johannes Habenberg, with Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. The story is about Danish artist and philosopher's journey from Paris to Pondicherry during 1907 and 1915, and the origins of integral yoga in the early 20th century in Scandinavia. For the special occasion of the anniversary of the Supramental Descent, 29th of February 1956, today in the afternoon we are invited to Golden Streams at 5:30, a musical offering with Joel on vocal, Nada Prem on bansuri, viola on keyboard, and Aurelian France on soundstones and singing mento. Otherwise, today at 4 p.m. at Ecodorm Pichandikula Forest, Global Eco Village Network monthly open meeting. Tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Sire, we can listen to another session of Joy of Learning, and this one is Getting Around or Mobility in Orville. On Sunday, 6th of March, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can come to explore and dance soul motion with Philip, a certified soul motion teacher. Otherwise, from the outside comes an announcement on Tantra South 2016, a celebration of living Tantra at Yogeshananda Pitam, which is on Eda and Javadi Road near Adi Shakti in Udayan. They started with it yesterday, and there would be 8 days leading to Shrivaratri, and daily increased collective experience of Tantra with discussions, artistic performances and music presentations. The festival will culminate on Mahashivaratri on 7th of March with a full-day program featuring body practice, demonstrations, conversations, dance, music, gallery prayer, and ritual theater. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Indian drama, classical music, A Dagger Through the Heart, made in 2015 by director Saubert Bauer. Tomorrow they will screen German drama Close to You, made in 2009 by director Almut Ghetto, and on Wednesday, Culture, Opera Tosca from Puccini, recorded in UK in 2012 by director Jonathan Kent. From the words of the mother, volume 14, we read, "Whatever work you do, do it as perfectly as you can. That is the best service to the divine in a man." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oralradio.org.